Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me. Wanna make you my lady officially. Grab your ticket for Biden, me willing for pay. Fly you in from distance away.
Right. My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you, and I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller. Controller, yeah, life controller, controller, yeah. Okay, you like it when I get aggressive. Tell you to yeah, go slower, go faster. Life controller, controller, yeah. Life controller, controller. And I'm never on a wasting Charlie. I do it how you say you want it. Them girls, they just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me find your loving. They don't wanna see me smiling back when they pre. Knowing I lie for you. Thinking I die for you. Jealousy cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Like controller. Controller, yeah. Like controller, controller.
Work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my dad, 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 dad. Drive me, I deserve it. No time to have you lurking. Crisis. I believe all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, all my passion. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and hell and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. Na, 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 na. When you walk out, na, 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 na. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please.
Type of motherfucker that'll check the check, do the math, I ain't never getting right. Those margaritas not going on my car. I ain't about to split a damn thing for convenience sake. I'm at the restaurant working that way. Hold up, you ain't heard a little day, young L, the Jew, biz major. Fuck you know about the world he raising. I've been saving money since a motherfucker 13. I wear the same pair of jeans every day. Free sandwiches, homie, 2 cents away. Book flight December, but I leave in May. Drugs are generic, but still work the same. I get logins for Netflix for my cousin Greg. Thanks, Greg.
From every angle, holy ghost with a angel, holy moly, my anger. Stand up, represent my baby.
If a pussy nigga play, he might just die by my face. Shoulda never tried my baby, no weak talk. Now we multiply my baby. Hurry up and sign my baby. It's simple, just sign that I didn't lie, my baby. I pull up and ride with my baby. New rollie for my child and my baby.
Like you always wanted. Baby, I want your top hit. My diamonds are going dumb. Spit. I'm inside your mouth like experiment. Now Rick, I put dents on a bitch. Ow. Why her mink's not trench, I'm a pimp. Big rats got me walking with a limp. I really don't really like I'm flavor shrimp. Ooh, I'm such a cover roll every time I can weed. She put that in like an NFB. I got more catfish in that cavity. Baby, don't pull it out of your teeth. We go shopping at Bell Harbor for the beach. Ain't talking car, but I need honest for me. I'ma beat that pussy concrete. Like a motherfucking street. I'ma feed him my milk. Every time I feel tired, I need to be whole like a hell.
Every time you see me ballin', all my old bitches callin'. Pull up in exotic. Your little bitch jockin'.
Tryna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her.
Yeah. No, I won't save her. Dollar's on the fuck, but he won't date her. About my paper. Real big shit, man, everything Taylor. Bands on like a skater. We eating over here, man, everything catered. She know I'm a player. She wanna fuck now, but I wanna fuck later. She been looking for a baller. Somebody that'll keep her in designer.
She ain't thinking about love, oh. She got a mind on my money, can't get it down. She wanna get saved, she wanna get saved. I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved, I ain't gon' save her, tryna get saved. She wanna get saved.
Say no game, but don't play no game.
Don't play
something that's gonna last, baby.
Girl, you better know, ain't no game.
Girl, stop playing with it,
don't make me wait for you, baby. I got something for you, baby. Oh yeah, I'm ready for you. Some time now, but I don't know what it is. But girl, girl, you got me, yeah.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome back to What the Hell She Said Tuesdays. It's your girl, Sierra. It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss Event Planner. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and also on Snapchat. Finally, I am there in the building, M-I-S-S-E-T underscore Sierra, and I have my boo that's over here tripping.
Follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Brown Baby Coco, that's BrownBabyCoco. This is the girl, Megan. And now, your Snapchat name is a little bit longer.
Can you see it? I don't know what my Snapchat name is. What you see on there?
No SC Shouting. Underscore.
Okay. So it's no SC, which stands for Snapchat, Shouty. Underscore Miss EP Sierra.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Can you find me with just putting MIS is EP? Oh, no?
Probably
not. Oh, okay, good. Then I can do the fuck I want to do on Snapchat. And y'all won't even know.
Whatever, because whoever in your phone can click call your phone and see what you're doing. Anyway, we haven't been in on air in a while.
It's been a couple months. We've been so busy. Like, Megan got everything going on right now. And we have our brunch coming up. We've been trying to plot, plan, and coordinate all of that. And, I mean, it's just been a lot of major moves that's been happening. I did our first King Summit. And what else? What else has been going on?
Working. Planning.
Working, planning?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
You got any announcements to make, guys? Okay. Well, on July 16th is the day that we're doing our second annual Dreams Do Come True brunch. It will be Saturday again, July 16th. Can we tell who we bring in? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're bringing Angela Yee to Orlando, Florida. I don't know if it's her first time. I don't know, but I'm excited. And we're expecting to go. Tickets go on sale maybe this weekend. And it's July 16th at Majestic Ballroom. Mark your calendars. Save your money now, because it ain't no special like it was last year. Ain't no last minute save me a ticket the day of.
No.
It's going to be buy your ticket. I'll give you that if you're my auntie. You don't have your ticket, you will not be in the building at Majestic July 16th. Okay?
There will be
okay.
None of that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you're back.
I'm really excited about this year, because it's going to be another epic event. Something to be talked about for a while. So we're gonna get if we haven't been on the air for a while, we're gonna catch up on these hot topics.
Yes, we have a lot to discuss. So I wanna talk about my boo, Fetty Wap. Now see, what he should have did, like I said in the beginning, is just get with me when he was nobody. He could have been my man, he could have been my MCM, and he wouldn't have none of these problems. I wouldn't have been pregnant. Yes. Now he got a possible, and it looks like the other baby mama is pregnant now, currently at this moment.
I look at it like this. Fetty Wap is a little ugly looking.
No, he is not. He is cute without the dreads.
You think he's cute?
Without the dreads.
When did you think he was cute?
Without the dreads. He was my MCM.
No, like when you saw him, he was like, oh, he's cute.
When I see him, I said, what the fuck is wrong with his eye?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, oh, he's cute with it, though.
I was like, oh.
You don't remember me making him my MCM, Megan? And then he got the blonde dreads, and I said, what the hell, Nick?
I remember that.
Okay, thank you.
But I never thought he was cute that damn eye.
I mean, we all different.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm just saying, he's not that attractive.
Okay, let's see if he hit the
button. I'm giving him my
okay, what's your point?
Okay. So any of you homeless. Okay.
Okay. He came up.
So I'm sure he was not getting that much ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Or so now that he has money, name, and fame, he's not used to it. Well, he's like, he doesn't know how to use condoms, obviously. Doesn't like to use them. And he's making babies. But to me, it's like that's a new thing with these young artists. He had Young Thug with 5 kids, Rich Homie Quan with all these kids. You know, you have all these rappers now just having babies.
I mean, it's the lifestyle. I'm not taking up for it. What I'm saying, it is the lifestyle because these women have sex with these men so freely. They have sex with them so freely, but it's up to the man responsibility. It's their responsibility to make sure with them being in the position that they're in, to make sure they're not swinging that ding-a-ling to everybody. And they are, they need to be protected with it. But speaking on my own personal encounters, these niggas don't be caring. They don't.
They don't.
They do not care. So, I mean, it's up to them to think about the big part. Because look at Fetty Wap. He got Masika. Masika knew what she was doing.
Right.
She probably got him drunk. How old is Masika? 37, 30.
She's mid-30s.
She put that head game on him. She put that grown woman on him. And when he went to sleep, she got on him and she was like, this, you know, she played the role with him. And he probably didn't even realize that she probably knew, God damn, I'm ovulating, and she thank you, Jesus.
I'm sure he had no problem going up in there raw. She had to treat that man.
She treated him.
I believe
Masika, yes, I said it, treat Fetty Wap. But anyway.
You know she don't like that.
Fuck her.
Like, he ain't like,
y'all let it be known. Y'all can at her. We say, hey, what the hell she said Tuesday?
Y'all already know.
So anyway, I don't give a damn.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just look at it like I don't feel sorry for you.
I don't feel sorry for you. I mean, it's condoms and it's a lot of Plan Bs, but even if you're waiting, they waiting like, yes.
But my
they waiting. I'm done. I'm great. But the thing is,
what they say?
We got special guests in the building. What was that? They had training. Red light special.
My thing is this, though. The babies, like, they're not paying like they used to back in the day, though.
They don't have money like they used to have back in the day.
The judges aren't just giving out $12,000 in child support every month like they used to.
They're not giving it out, but some are.
Some are, but a lot of them aren't. Some of these women get, like, the judge like, okay, $1,000.
And they mad.
And they mad too. I thought I was going to get more. No, you about to get what you need to get a job. Okay. I need for you to kind of show some effort you can provide for your child.
I agree.
So, I don't know.
But speaking of baby mama, snapback. Y'all said Drea, who won? Drea or Tiana Taylor with snapback? Because I am a fan. I don't give a damn about Drea, but I'm a very big fan of Tiana Taylor.
They both winning as right. far as snapback. Drea was in the gym 7 days after her baby. And the thing was together. But Tiana Taylor was just,
she just
made me sick looking at her ass.
Love her. Love her. But you know what? Kudos to all of them. So my son is 7, and I'm looking like I'm still 4 months. So with that being said, I would really say a damn thing.
Women, every day women should not feel bad. You got to realize you got people that don't work a regular job every day, okay? Don't have all going on what you have going on. And they also have somebody to cook for them.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
It does.
I cannot wait to have somebody cook for me. I can't wait, girl.
Able to go to the gym 2 times a day.
So they got nothing else to do.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I understand.
I mean, they got stuff to do.
They got less stuff than us to do. They ain't no damn at no 9 to 5.
No.
With that being said, so I got shit to do. Salute to them. DJ Khaled and DJ Nasty, We Are the Best, the Nasty Beatmakers, they are now opening up for Beyonce on the Formation Tour.
I'll be late.
You're going to be late?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not a DJ Khaled fan. I'm a him. Yeah! We're the best! Yeah!
We do this. This is great. I need to follow him on Snapchat. I heard he be on Snapchat in the shower. Yes, you see this. We're prepared to be great.
One of my favorites, Lion. Lion.
Who the hell is that?
Girl, he just be yelling shit.
It's just be great. She's lying. Love my life.
Watering his plants.
You see, just water the plants and be great.
Yeah, but it, I mean, I come at the tail end of it. I see how long he's performing because I can't do
it. I can't deal with him too much either. But salute to DJ Nasty. You know, that's one of Orlando's top DJs here. I fucks with him. And speaking of someone that's running it, Love & Hip Hop, Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't believe it. Until I see it on VH1,
now,
I don't believe it.
Trick Daddy.
I don't believe it.
Confirmed.
Was it on April Fool's when they announced it?
No. Trick Daddy confirmed that he's going to be on Love & Hip Hop. And I can tell
that he confirmed.
Now, he did actually an interview.
Oh, okay.
Now, the reason why I believe it is because that man go Facebook Live every other day. So he wants the attention. And I'll be watching. Because Trick Daddy is very entertaining. He talks mad shit. And he speaks a lot of truth.
Okay.
So, I cannot wait. Because they talk about all the other franchises being ratchet. Baby, Miami.
I just want to know who's going to be on now.
I think Miami is going to give all of them a run for their money. Especially if they got Trina. Because ever since I seen Trina trying to fight that man outside that club last week, she is about it.
I missed it.
Girl, they actually caught video of Trina trying to fight a dude.
Well, who's the dude?
Her best friend. I don't know. It was a nigga. Mm-hmm. And she was that. Like, if security was not there,
you'll learn today.
She would have been on that tail. That's what I'm saying. It's being a tail. Who need to leave tail alone? I know you. I know this near and dear close to your heart and everything.
Really, it's not funny. I don't find this funny.
But your girl Monica.
Oh God.
You know.
Really. This is a disclaimer. We don't know if it's true or not, and we're not wishing bad on this relationship. So I am Team Mo and Team.
Here you go.
Shannon Brown. I am. My Monica has been through so much, and I refuse to let y'all sit here and belittle their relationship.
Monica, that's my whole problems again.
Oh, boy.
So I'm sure we're going to get another song. But, I mean, in my opinion, every basketball player cannot be Steph Curry.
Steph Curry is not he's too fast.
Or they cannot be my favorite basketball couple.
You better not say it.
Who? Tamia.
Who? Oh. Tamia. Okay. I thought you were about to say someone else. I thought you were going to say.
Who you got to say?
Courtney Boo. Courtney, who your boo is, cuz?
LeBron James. LeBron James is sliding in too. They caught him earlier last week sliding in from Lil White. What's up?
A white girl?
Yes.
Yes, that's sounding. What's up?
What's
that, right?
No
person. We seen it.
Why?
We have seen it happen.
Are you in this little girl DM? My thing is this. Okay. I don't see why, like, men, I'm trying to understand this. Like, why do men of that caliber actually risk their reputation and their relationship for an Instagram model?
Because they think that these girls are slutty and they're. I can show you my DM.
Most of them snitches.
They snitches, but she probably talked to him back. She probably wouldn't have seen him or something. You mean to tell me a Bron with his ugly ass go in your inbox?
It's
nervous. It is, baby. I take that back. I was about to lie and say I don't do athletes, so that's a lie. But what I was going to say is if a Bron went in your damn DM, you ain't about to see him write him back. What are we meeting at? Really? I'm on the way. Send my plane ticket. Yeah, right. You're saying that because you're married right now. But if my favorite MCM athlete writes me, I'm on the way. Possibly.
I think I'm trying to think who said that. Shawnee O'Neal. She said that Grant Hill is the only basketball player that she has known to be faithful to his wife.
Who?
Grant Hill. Tamia and cousin. I'm saying from the looks and everything.
They probably got drama. They just probably just didn't bring it to the front table.
You don't see women around here reporting stuff to the shade room and all these gossip sites. It's like now you can't even make a move. Like, I think they need to think twice because these people want. Dang,
social media is what's killing a lot of people's relationships.
Yeah, we've had that discussion before. That's what's killing a lot of relationships.
You have access to people you would otherwise have never met.
At all. Social media have done greatness for me. I mean, done did great things for me.
Oh, God. The shade. Oh, gosh. You know what?
My stomach is...
Sorry, I had to, like, bust our laugh and eat you guys' face, but that was, like, an inside.
But I was serious, though, what I tried to say.
That was an inside.
Anyway, move on to the next. Tomorrow, 420, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing tomorrow, 420? What's the plan?
I don't know. You see the
You know,
tomorrow. 420?
Yeah,
I mean, I can't. 420.
Well, I'm, you know.
What you doing?
Working.
Do what you always do. I'm sure it's going to be another damn day for you.
Yeah,
sure.
You know.
But also, Black China and Rob Kardashian, that's something that we have not been able to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to quote Duval. Lil Duval. These hoes be with us. He said that Black China is an inspiration to all hoes.
I think they got this as a PR stunt person.
You always saying something a PR stunt.
I'm dead serious. This should be for the bird. It's not a PR stunt. Man, listen. You know how many
people they think together too damn much.
They're friends right now. Like, fuck little hoes, my sister. Them hoes ain't shit. China. No, the hoes ain't shit. And she's sitting here like, okay, well, you know, my baby daddy, he ain't nothing easy. That's what your sister. So let's go ahead and just work this out together. And let's get a check while we're doing it. Ta-da, PR stunt. Y'all don't believe it. Look at Rick Ross. Rick Ross and the lady Lisa LaGore. What's her name?
What about them?
Lena LaGore. He made it. They act like they was going to get married to Roberts and all this crap.
I think that she really thought. She
knew that he was going to go back to Satyria, whatever her name is. Satyria.
They're not together because from when I seen on Ball or Get It All, the same girl that had, like, it was
same dress
her having her same dress. Like, her and another girl were, like, talking back and forth. He messed with a lot of girls.
Yeah.
But they were actually having a conversation about, girl, he love us all the same. Don't feel bad. And that's what she told
me. Anywho, I had an inside scoop told me that bitch in the seat, that the one with the blonde hair, the pretty hair, the one that got shot at with him in the car, that's the rider. That's
my favorite.
That's who ain't going nowhere. She going to be around forever. He take care of her. Whatever she wants, forever.
That's my favorite.
So anyways, but what I say is a PR stunt. Look at the Roberts, and then the only song that made it off the Black Market album as a single is I'm Sorry, which is a video of him and her. And they broke up through the video, which is around the same time it came out, and they broke up and they're in the relationship and all that.
So I was talking to
and as soon as the song dropped and the shit dropped, all of her pictures were deleted off his Instagram, and she was dumped. So, with that being said...
You know who she hanging out of?
Who?
Betty Wap.
No, God.
1-year-old baby mama. That's who that's been hanging with. Hanging with her. You know, Snapchat together and everything. And she, like, that's how she threw the hint like a month or so ago about her being crazy with Betty Wap, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was subliminal. No, man, I got that wrong. Not his... The girl Alexis. That's what I mean.
Oh, he ain't with Alexis.
He ain't with Alexis, but. Yeah, the other one that's like always say she don't have a baby, but she get everything else. If I had to be that chick that mess with Betty, I would be the Alexis guy. Let y'all have all the babies and the drama.
And I just sit back.
And I just sit back, watch, laugh, and get the gift and go on a trip. There's me. So, like, what stress be like?
I'm down for that.
That'll be the thing. Y'all
have
our babies
and
stuff.
I don't want all that either.
So what you gonna do with all the babies?
Sit home and collect a check and be mad? All day on Instagram like this?
Shut up!
Oh, you did it. Oh, I cannot believe it. I can't. I'm about to send us a ball alert.
I mean, honestly, like, what can you do? Anyways, moving on. Every week, I'm gonna give a tip. Well, how do you know your man's a host?
What?
Yeah. In a week.
Really, man?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Because women don't know when a man is a hoe. And a lot of women should know. A lot of these women topic we talked about tonight. Monica needs love for her man at home. Nicki Minaj needs love if you're gonna say, if your man, let's say you and Bay together, okay. If he had to take his phone off the op court to pump his gas, he's up.
All right.
Okay.
That's a tip for the day.
That's a sign.
If your man has to take his phone off
the op court,
off the op court while
he's
pumping
gas,
maybe he got a phone call.
I
take my phone off the op court when I get out the car.
With a dude, with your dude, that's suspicious.
That's suspicious. I may have a phone call and I can't miss my phone call. Even when I go to the doctor.
You're probably not supposed to call on the phone at the pump anyway.
That may miss an
important.
It tells you that. Just like Friday, Sunday coming back, then you playing phone tag the entire ride on me back to where we was coming from. Back to Orlando, we playing phone tag the entire time. The time she called me, I was out the car in 7-Eleven doing whatever I was doing.
That's
if I would have had my phone in my hand, you
wait.
The answer for me the whole damn day.
I can wait.
The answer for me the whole damn day.
Well,
see, that could have been an emergency. I was away from my phone. See, I just kept my phone in my hand and left it and still leaving in the car.
Listen, if your man got to take his damn phone off our court and the music playing, he's like, oh, hold on, baby, I got to take this off. Then you pump the gas. Nigga, yes, that's a hoe. Nigga, you got to. It may not be a hoe, but you need to start. You need it as a red flag, okay?
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, you better get in this mix right quick by our favorite DJ True Story. I'm so glad we have our drops and all that good stuff back by our favorite DJ.
Make sure y'all tune in next week for the next tip.
This is exclusive.
Go. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up. What you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need. Shorty, what you want, I got what you need.
I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. I'm all the way up. All the way up. Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
For my niggas with Bentley coupes and Rolexes. Kicked the bitch out the room and gave her no breakfast. Had to stash the jewels, these bitches are so reckless. Keep on. I'm talking naughty uptown, showing off a new thing. Couldn't take it all, so I gave her ching. She called me top shot, so yeah, I keep a few tings. Champion sound, yeah, I got a few rings. And I'm all the way up. And you can stay up. And if you ask anybody where I live, they point to the hills and say, go all the way up.
Have a girlfriend, but the bitch is out. Chanel croc bags, they ain't even out. With the gold chains, Himalayan broken cocaine lit it up. Pop, I hit him up, I'm talking color money. Purple yin and blue germ, I got brown lira. I ain't talking about Royce, bitch. I'm not going Viagra. That means I'm on the way up. And you can stay up. P.O. say I can't get high, hop in the helicopter. Uber said, go on the way.
Walked in feeling like the shit, like the shit. Took two shots out the rip. Too many bad bitches doing good, man. It's a whole lot of bottles on the bitch. This shit is going up, it's two stories. This bitch going up, it's two. Nigga, everything paid for. And we got it out the mud, that's what made us. My bitch look good with no makeup. I count a lot of money when I wake up. You ain't getting money, get your weight up. Bitch ain't nothing pussy, nigga, straight up. Send a nigga to his maker.
Never gave a fuck about no haters. I'm on the lean in the rocks. Nigga wanna try me, that's gon' get me out of pocket. Nigga, I'm at a table full of robbers. Hey, nigga wanna try me, hit him with that block and block a nigga. Walked in feeling like the shit. Took two shots off the rip. Too many bad bitches in the VIP. It's a whole lot of bottles in this bitch. This bitch going up, it's too lit. This bitch going up, it's too lit. This bitch going up, it's too lit. This bitch going up, it's too lit.
My newest bitch say that she got it, you did. Show me your mail, I put my sick in your dick. I want that pussy cause it's tight as a kid. Look at my rolling, it's like cold as a f. My newest bitch say that she got it, you did. My newest bitch say that she got it, you did. My newest bitch say that she got it, you did. Show me your mail, I put my sick in your dick. I want that pussy cause it's tight as a kid. Look at my rolling, it's like cold as a fridge. Push your talk back cause I feel like you the weak. Put my sick in your dick. I want that pussy cause it's tight as a kid. Look at my rolling, it's like cold as a fridge. Push your top back cause I feel like you're the weed. I don't know what I did.
Look, baby girl, you're so damn fine though. I'm trying to know if I can hit it from behind though. I'm sipping on you like some fine wine though. And when it's over, I press rewind though. Hey, you talking bad girl, I got it. Benjamin's all in my pocket. I traded in my truths for some robbers. You playing Batman, bet you gonna rob us. Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. Hey, 17 shots, no 38. I got a Glock in my Rari. 17 shots, no 38.
She's fine, wonder when she'll be mine. She walks past like rain.
Chilling and chopping.
That's why I'm not need to be on Snapchat.
See, you know what I'm saying? Welcome back to What the Hell? See you back Tuesday. It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss EP. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, MISSEP_Sierra, and my boo thing.
It's your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat, Brown with the Coco. That's BRWNDABYCOCO. Shout out to our Larissa.
We appreciate you so much, boo.
Always show love.
At all times.
All right. So, every week we have a topic that we like to discuss. And this week, one of our locals from Duval County named Tokyo Style.
No, ma'am. It's Tokyo Jet.
But there it is.
Tokyo Jet. Yes. They be saying. She ripped it. She did. I think they need to take Nicki Minaj's ass off going down on the DM remix and put Tokyo Jets on there. She did a really good job. She has like, she's from Jacksonville, and she has been out for a while, and she done went over 1 million views.
She said 1.8 million.
Like 3 days ago, right?
Yeah.
And it's still getting shared today. And then I forgot how many shares. The shares is like a ridiculous number. And I believe it made it a world star, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So that's really good. Like, it's been talked about, but, like,
what made it so popular was the content.
It was true, though.
Everything she said was true.
It's absolutely
true. It talks about women checking the female about a baby daddy that he trying to hold.
I'm just trying to be friends. I'm not trying to start no shit with you. She's like, I don't care about all that family.
She said, I don't care if you coming to me as a woman. Like,
right.
I don't care about that. Talk to your baby daddy.
Then he's going to lie to you about it anyway.
So you might as well let it go. It's like, have you ever had to chip? You ever find yourself trying to find out the information from a woman about your dude?
I mean, probably before, but I have never had to be. It has always came to me. It has never been the type that I had to go through a phone and search. It always been like a phone call accidentally. I just happened to pick up David Ox Court type situation. It just comes to me. Or, like, I may pick up the phone and it's not who it's supposed to be on the phone or something like that. So, therefore, it has me no choice. Let me call this number. Or let me skip trace this number. Whatever that need to be done.
But
I don't want to find myself in somebody's inbox. Let me speak to the woman.
How do you know?
How do you know? I had that happen to me.
I had that happen to me
a couple times. But I feel bad for the ones that be, like, so respectful and...
That's why Tokyo said, I'm going to laugh at your ass.
Why are you on the phone?
And it was just so funny to see people's reactions to the video, because you had a lot of females that were mad. And you could tell them who
you could tell a lot of women reacting to it.
You look at the comments, you got women that were calling her a hoe.
Yeah, I seen her make a video about that.
Like, oh, you promised somebody, man. And it was just like, they missed the whole point of the video.
I was trying to tell you that this is what's going down in the DM.
So, it was just very interesting.
She had 25,000 views on Instagram as of today, 6 days ago. Tokyo Jet. 1,000 views. Go ahead, girl.
And on Facebook.
And her Instagram followers have increased probably by 3,000 because I've been watching them the last 2-3 days. So.
And on Facebook, views are doing numbers.
Let's listen to it.
Asking me no questions. I don't know your baby daddy. The question I don't know we not fucking. If you fuck about your family, don't come at me as a woman. See, I'm real disrespectful. I'm a laugh. It's funny. You know that he be lying, so the stupid.
That's just a little snippet. Baby, rip it.
You know they lying.
So I know she tell everybody to tag Yo Gotti. But what I did when I reposted it, just tagged all the management that really wanted that actually makes the move. So Yo Gotti probably done got tagged too, but I think you need to tag the management. So let's do that again.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
going down in the DM. It went down in the DM for me. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I ain't knocking the DM. The DM has done some great things for me.
The DM has built a lot of relationships for me.
Absolutely.
It has helped me, like, connect, you know, like you said, connect dots. You want your words.
Yes.
Connect the dots.
Connect the dots. It helped us get a lot of artists that has been on our show, on the show. I mean, like, I think it's been some good things for me. But
the DM can actually, it's like sometimes building new relationships, it's nothing wrong with sliding a person's DM because you never know what kind of relationship you can build. But never sliding nobody's DM trying to check somebody or find out about your
DM. I mean, so checking the DM is worth it. I mean, it's just like calling somebody. Is it worth? My name is Shirley.
Me,
I need to talk to you.
I just said, hello, Barbara. Hey, Shirley.
It's Shirley. How you doing?
To me, it is worth. See, it is worth. Especially, I remember I got checked by a dude who was not a hug.
What?
Like, he not even your nigga. Why are you checking me by him? Like, I've had, like, there have been times where people have slid in my DM, and I'm like, what? This was who? Are you his girlfriend? No, he's my friend. Then why,
he know? They got together.
Right. Like, I'm trying to understand this. So it's like, and they know me. Stop it. Don't do it. And then he's trying to build a relationship. And it's positive.
A positive relationship? How?
I'm saying,
oh, somebody in the DM. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. I mean, I know I don't have a few people hit me up on Facebook or in different situations back in the day asking about different dudes I talked to, and I'll be trying to figure out why. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you only can go by what your mate is telling you.
Right.
If this mate is telling you that y'all don't miss, well, let me take this out. Let me how you doing. How you going to say it? If your mate is not claiming you, what am I supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Like, what am I supposed to do? If your date is not claiming you, what am I supposed to do? Argue with him about him not claiming his bitch? That's not my job.
Right.
So don't come for me, because I ain't definitely coming for you. Shit.
Because some things don't make sense.
I understand.
So it's like.
But coming from the DM is not the direction.
No, it's not the way to go. To me, you need to go directly to your man.
He gonna lie about it though.
Pick whatever he says.
So you don't feel that a woman should be straight up and be like, listen, yes, I fucked him. Or yes, I have messed with him, or yes, I talked to him, or like, you don't feel that a woman should sit here and figure out what's going on woman to woman, like a man is only gonna tell you what you wanna hear. That's just like on Love and Hip Hop last night, the dude Scooby Doo, what's his name? Scrap the Don. That one. Him and his baby mama, he's still messing with her. He's still with her. Baby mama have no clue that he's messing with the girl Tommy. Tommy knows about the baby mama. They go back and forth. And at the end of the day, he's gonna tell both of them what they want to hear. So it's up to them to take it. But if the man's not being truthful with both of them,
you can't really do anything.
You're either going to believe them and just take it for what it is and
right.
Get your heartbroken pain.
Nine times out of ten, it's
the truth. He's cheating.
If the woman is straight up or honest with you,
yeah,
what are you going to do with it?
She'll go back to him and ask him, and he's going to let you lie.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
I get it.
Right.
I get it.
You're not going to believe me.
I get it.
Oh, you lying. He wouldn't dare. He wouldn't touch you. Girl, you was touching me last night. I mean, what you want me to say? Like, if you're going to go back to him, he's going to tell you. And that's what Tokyo says. He's going to say he don't know me. And you know he lying.
And you're going to believe what you want to believe. So, I mean, I get it. I understand. All right. Well.
True story.
I mean, I'm not going to say it. Anyway, so our show is almost over with. We have already talked our ass off for almost 50 minutes, Megan. I can't believe this. Well, I just had to give a few shout-outs to a few people. On July 16th again, Dreams Do Come True Brunch. Tickets will be on sale hopefully this weekend.
Angela Yee.
At Majestic, and with some more people should be added as the time go on. And then shout out to Cream Team from Duval County. They came here to Orlando and they killed it this Sunday. Kevin Gates did an awesome job. He was taking pictures with people. He hugged people. I was like in awe because I was surprised when I got their ass cussed out.
A kick in the face.
But you know what? One chick, she started shaking. Like he actually went in the crowd. Security kept pulling him. Like, no, what the hell are you doing? He's like, man, get off me. So the security, nigga, let me do this. So he walking over there and gave Tony cool dap, and, you know, he, like, giving niggas dap and shit. And then, like, he walking through, and this girl had her all black. She got to touch him.
Oh, God.
Why did she have to touch him? Because she just kept on rubbing on him.
Did she?
And all this. He, like,
like, Fletcher, I feel like very quick.
Go. And then, like, so the
kid is already know Kevin Gates is not with the shit.
She starts shaking. Oh, Lord. She starts shaking. All in the crowd. Like, and Kevin had to, like, run his ass from over there.
Yeah.
She started shaking. Baby was shaking. Like,
she's got a rope.
Her friends looking like, this, you
embarrassed.
Embarrassed. Let me stop.
You are embarrassing us.
Embarrassing. That's the day Kevin left. Like, he could have, I think he probably would have stayed that extra a little bit. But once they started shaking on the floor, he left. Because he had to push her off of him. And but anyway, shout out to Cream Team. They did a really good job. And then John Marcus is doing something called the Prayer Bash in Jacksonville for the youth, May 21st. And here in Orlando, Dollman is about to pull on a epic show. He has Mystical, Five, Juvenile, and DJ Luke Nasty, May 21st, for his DME week.
I wish I hold Juvenile playing slow motion for me.
Slow motion for me. You ain't gonna be there. That's what you gonna talk about. I Snapchat it for you.
Don't
slow motion. Yes, girl. I know his wife's coming because I straight been in her DM. Hey, boo, you coming?
See,
shout out to the real Miss Juvenile. That's my boo thing right there.
See?
But that's all I have to talk about. And again, shout out to Lee High School for allowing me to come there with Larissa, Lutz and Cole, Team Bigger Rankings, Cool Runnings, and everybody to come and do an awesome team summit. We'll be at Pace on July 13th for another team summit / career day. And everybody that was there at the team summit will be there again July 13th. Lovely movement we doing. What you got to say, Megan?
Nothing other than get your coins up for games you come to that.
Yes, tickets will be on sale. There's $60 early special ticket sale. Okay, no, I was just trying to throw it out there. No, Megan says no, but I'm going to go with that. $60 early special ticket sales. We're not going to have specials like that. Mm-hmm. Early bird.
There you go. It'll be for the remainder of April.
I agree. That sounds good to me. And Mother's Day weekend, maybe.
Maybe.
If you're feeling froggy.
Maybe. You keep throwing it out there.
Yeah.
Now we got to do it.
Anywho. All right, you all. Shout out to DJ True Story. I will have a nice artist on the line for y'all next week. I can't tell you who it is yet, but we'll be there next Tuesday, 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. on What the Hell She Said.
Tuesday. Shout out to them USF Bulls.
Who? What school? Oh.
Don't be looking at me like that. Like, who?
Okay, I'm sorry. Good night, you all.
Try my school like
that. I was saying, like, USF.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yes, USF.
And you get back on the phone and you say, Bernadette, I got something I want you to hear. And what you do, players, you get the phone and you hold it up to the speakers. And you let Luther do your talking for you. And Luther break it down like,
riding around my whip, listening to my shit. She wanna hear track six. She told me that the baby girl said I got the title. Got a nigga feeling like Michael Jackson, Jordan. Don't matter to me, they both. I'm all in here. She's all in my beer. I'm locked and loaded, ready to go like a turn at dawn. I'm all in between. That's all that she needs. Her body rocking, nobody stopping. This song is probably yours.
Listen, all you like. Tattoos showing up the shower in the mirror, go to clicking on the lights.
Cut them off.
And this ain't what you like. I can lay you on your back, then they hit you with the pound game. Pin you down so you can't run in and out game. Hit you from the back, probably get you with the mouth game. Ain't nobody business, it's an odd thing. Spit all in between both teeth, not spread them, but the neighbors know my name when you keep saying Kevin. Hands behind, I'ma stand behind you. Pulling on your hair, a lot of ass behind you. Got me saying, ooh, keep going with your moves. Candles by the bed, goddamn, this a movie. Stubbing you with dick while my finger in your booty. Hit you with the rule,
but
a
bitch don't come. Listening to my shit. She wanna hear track six. She told me that the baby girl said I got the title. Got a nigga feeling like Michael Jackson, Jordan. Don't matter to me, they both. I'm all in it.
Feeling out.
Stay in the kitchen and whip out that work.